Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 23rd day in the 8th month in the year of our Lord 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day again. That's 5 Saturdays in a row. Today we celebrate St. Rose of Lima, the first canonized saint of the Americas. Her original name was Isabel, but later took the confirmation name of Rose. She was indeed outwardly beautiful, like a rose. But she had no interest in outward beauty, only the beauty that comes from within. She practiced extreme self-mortification and penance to allow herself to grow closer to her divine spouse, Jesus. And the more she disciplined herself, the more she became like Jesus, serving the poor and the sick, working to support her family in times of trouble by sewing and selling flowers, and spending hours in prayer. Rose wore on her head her crown of roses, but those roses were hiding an actual crown of thorns, one of her mortifications she practiced to imitate Jesus and offer up her sufferings for him. St. Rose teaches us to humble ourselves, and in doing so, we will be exalted. Humility, of course, is the primary weapon to slay the red dragon of pride, and today our topic is Pride Comes Before a Fall. This quote comes directly from Scripture, Proverbs 16:18, which says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." It was pride that preceded the fall of Satan out of heaven. It was pride that preceded the fall of Adam and Eve, and it is often pride that leads to our most dangerous dragon wounds. Today's episode will fall into our series on dragons in the parables, for there is a particular parable that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, that warns us to beware of the red dragon of pride. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like all the other people here, thieves, rogues, adulterers, and even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all of my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. It is from this parable that I often say there are two types of dragon slayers, those who are humble and those who are about to be humbled. It is very dangerous to start thinking we are better than everyone else and to start counting all the ways we are good and others are bad, like the Pharisee in this parable. Bragging about ourselves is always a sure sign of the red dragon. And when you hang out with the red dragon, trust me, you will get burned sooner or later. The red dragon is like a vicious, venomous snake. It lays low and moves slow, can kind of look cool, can even rattle its tail and do a little dance for you. But sooner or later, if you play with that snake, it is going to strike so quickly you won't even know what happened, and its venom is deadly. Too often in my life, I've learned this lesson the hard way. For those of you who read the book, The Red Dragon of Pride, you can see how pride led to lying and cheating and stealing and bragging and eventually severe humiliation. But the red dragon doesn't just attack kids. I'll tell you another story from when I was all grown up, proving the red dragon still lurks around me. Several years ago, I was invited by my friend, Craig Stammen, to a retreat in San Diego, California, put on by the Catholic Athletes for Christ, a tremendous organization that helps athletes grow in their faith. My friend Craig spent over a decade as a Major League Baseball pitcher, and this was a baseball retreat with current Major League Baseball players, Major League scouts, coaches, and Hall of Famers like Mike Sweeney. I was invited to speak to these guys, and I knew it was my shot to make a good impression. Maybe if I really impressed them, I could get my own shot at Major League Baseball. So in my talk, I told them about my credentials, how I was a great athlete with tremendous speed, versatility, and despite my small stature and stick figure shape, I could pack some punch with my home run swing. And I told them how I was a good pitcher too, boasting a 1.27 ERA in my son's coach pitch league. Well, later that afternoon, they had their annual wiffle ball game, and I saw my big opportunity. I was going to get to hit against major league pitchers. The pitcher I faced that day was Trevor Williams, who at that time was a pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, but now plays for the Washington Nationals. I was so sure that I could hit a home run, and then I would be able to go home and watch Trevor pitch on TV and tell all my friends watching the game with me how I once homered off this guy. I would just leave out the details about it being a wiffle ball game. Well, needless to say, things didn't go as planned. I didn't homer. I struck out in wiffle ball. Not once, not twice, but three times. I think Trevor was throwing me some nasty off-speed pitches that I wasn't used to. My friend Craig, who was managing our team, ended up pulling me in the final innings, right before I was about to peak. And he only let me be a pinch runner for the rest of the game. It was humiliating. And unfortunately, I never got any calls from any of the major league scouts who were there. So my challenge for you this week is to never brag about yourself. Don't brag about your accomplishments. Don't start thinking you're better or holier than other people who may not be as far along the path as you. Never put others down to make yourself look better. Let's be honest, nobody likes to be around arrogant, self-centered people. Humility, humility, humility is the key to make the red dragon flee. Hey, that rhymed. Look at me. Sorry, don't look at me. Now, that doesn't mean we put ourselves down or deny our gifts or our accomplishments. Beware also of false humility. Remember, virtue lies in the middle. If somebody asks how you did, you can tell them. And it's good to have confidence in our endeavors, but just remember, our confidence lies in God, not in ourselves and our own merits. Always give the glory to God. Instead of saying, I did awesome and I had more points than anybody out there, you could say, I've been blessed with great coaches and teammates, and God has been so gracious in the gifts and opportunities he has given me, and I'm so thankful. I just went out there and tried my best to use those gifts, and all the glory goes to God. Now, as I mentioned last week, Topher and I created a variety of songs based on my book series, The Seven Deadly Dragons, and over the next 7 weeks, we are excited to be releasing two songs a week. So this week, we are releasing The Helmet of Salvation, which is the battle cry for the Red Dragon, and The Fire Fell, perhaps my favorite song out of all of them. It is based on the dream chapters in Book 1, The Red Dragon of Pride. So I encourage you to reread chapters 5 and 9 of Book 1 if you already have the books, and then go listen to The Fire Fell on Dragonslayers.tv, which tells that story in the form of a really cool song. And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman whose seed crushed the head of the dragon.
Hey everybody, Sir Topher here. I had the joy of meeting Craig Stammen when he visited our facility. We spent the day playing wiffle ball and talking about the faith, and at one point I asked if he ever got nervous on the mound. He replied, "My identity is not being a baseball player. It's in being a son to a good father. And so if I pitch well, or if I have a bad game, that doesn't define me. This allows me to play with confidence and humility." I'll never forget that response. It reminded me of Roland's first maxim, "Try your best, let God's grace do the rest." Craig now mentors other pitchers, encouraging them not to define themselves based on their performance, but in knowing who they are in God. All right, big announcement. I'm super excited for this. Because we are now releasing our new Dragon Slayers music, the best way to listen is on our brand new free streaming app for Dragon Slayers TV. This has been one of my dreams for the ministry to have a Dragon Slayers app. And so here are the steps. First, head to dragonslayers.tv, the website, and create your account first. And then go to the App Store, iOS or Google, search Dragon Slayers TV. There you'll download the app. Once you're inside, you'll sign in with that same account, and there you'll find all the content plus all the new Dragon Slaying music. As Roland mentioned, there are two new songs in Dragon Slayers TV to help us conquer the Red Dragon of Pride. So next week, we release two new songs to help us battle the Orange Dragon of Envy. Here's a sneak peek of one called The Shield of Faith, the battle cry against envy. And until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
There's a dragon whose scales are the color of fire. If you lose to this dragon, your situation is dire. He wants you to compare yourself to all others, which leads to an envious contempt for your brothers. The shield of faith.